Do you ever have a thought you just can't get out of your head? God may be speaking to your heart. Don't miss it. Often things come to us for a purpose. It may be just for you, or it may be for somebody else. I'm trusting that's the case today because I'm going to share with you two words that continue to challenge me and will not leave my mind. God keeps telling me to get out. I was literally outside soaking up a little bit of vitamin D when those words started stirring. Now, yes, I had been quarantined and was ready to get out and get back to normal, but still, I felt God leading me to five things we need to get out of that I'm sharing today. So first, get out of your head. We are called to pursue wisdom and seek understanding, but when it comes to faith, you have to come to a place of surrendering, trying to figure it all out. As you do, you will rest in the will of God. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him and He will make your path straight. Second, get out of the house. Our homes are meant to be a haven and a place to rest, but we aren't called to spend our lives on the couch. Loving our neighbor and serving those in need can only be accomplished if we are out and available, without fear, ready for any opportunity. Matthew 25, 40. The king will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Third, get out of your comfort zone. We are so comfortable in the areas we know, the people we know, the things we're used to doing in the places we normally go. Is God calling you out of the boat? God goes before us and makes a way. Moses practically begged God to send someone else to free his people, but God chose Moses and was with him every step of the way. Exodus 4:12. Now go, I will help you speak and will teach you what to say. Fourth, get out of your sin. No one is without sin, but God calls us to pursue righteousness and follow His commands. God's word is our guide, and the Holy Spirit within us grieves and convicts our hearts in areas of struggle. We must not get comfortable in our sin. We must get out, throw off what hinders us, and die to ourselves, putting God's way above our own. 1 John 3:6. No one who lives in Him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen Him or known Him. Fifth, get out of the way of what God wants to do in and through you. Sometimes I am my biggest hurdle. I get weary, I fall into complacency, I doubt the call, I question the process and my ability. I can't see beyond today and I get afraid. I get in the way. Jesus knew the road he had to walk. Peter, for a moment, got in the way. Matthew 16, 23. Jesus turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns." Our flesh becomes weak, doesn't it? We can only see what we can see. Yet God calls us out to trust Him, follow Him, and have faith in what we cannot see. That's the truth. Know this today. Whatever God is calling you to get out of, He is with you every step of the way. I'm Lori Klein.